Across Brazil, many of the poor and working class there are feeling pushed aside as the country gets ready to host this year's World Cup. Protest movements are gaining momentum. One of them is called a rolezinho, or a little stroll. Rolezinhos are mass gatherings organized on social media, where youth from working class suburbs come to hang out at the mall and take a little stroll. But as Milena Spitzer reports, these innocent meetups have now become flashpoints in the protests against racism and class prejudice.
Outside the shiny glass facade of one of Rio de Janeiro's most upscale shopping malls, teenagers pound the concrete, dancing and jumping. "There will be no World Cup," they shout. They're angry that the government has spent so much money preparing for the World Cup, while poor people haven't benefited. People go to the rolezinhos to have fun, to eat, and to flirt, explains Iata Anderson. He's a student from the Rocinha favela, one of Rio's largest working-class neighborhoods. Malls are especially attractive for teens in cities with few public spaces. That is, until the police crack down. In Sao Paulo, kids got pepper sprayed in the face and tear gassed, Iata says. This mall in Rio is trying to preempt any unrest by not opening its doors. That's Susan, a saleswoman at a fancy clothing store. I'm talking to her in the dressing room because mall security is tailing me. She's against the rolezinhos. She says there are better ways to protest. It makes it difficult for the workers whose livelihoods depend on sales, she says. We don't know if the mall will open or if it will be dangerous to go to work. Outside the barricaded mall, Aaron Moraes de Melo is dressed in a head-to-toe Batman costume. He has become an icon of Brazil's protest movement. The government, the media, the state are trying to say there's no more racial prejudice, Batman explains. But that's a lie, he says. It's part of the culture. Here's a case in point. Recently, a group of white middle-class vigilantes attacked a homeless black teenager for allegedly mugging people. They left him naked and chained to a pole in a public park, with a bicycle lock around his neck. But some Brazilians defend the vigilantes.
A atitude dos vingadores é até compreensível.
That's TV news host Raquel Scheherazade.
É o que eu chamo de...
She says the Avengers are justified because law enforcement isn't reigning in the violence.
De violência sem limite.
That's exactly the kind of attitude that bothers a young man we'll call Pedro. He says it's absurd.
É um absurdo.
Pedro is a skinny 19-year-old with a big smile, who lives in a favela uphill from the mall.
Todo morador da favela desce para no mercado em qualquer lugar.
All the residents of the favela come down the hill to go grocery shopping, he says. There's prejudice. Security will follow you. And people from the asphalt, that is, wealthier people, don't go up into the favela. Why? They say most of the people who live there are traffickers. But that's just not true, says Pedro.
Não, a maioria que mora aqui é trabalhador.
Most favela residents are workers and students, he says. In fact, to make that point, he's inviting people to a rolezinho up here in his neighborhood. The idea, he says, is to bring people from the asphalt up to the favela to see what life is really like.
Quer ver meu cartão de imprensa?
Não.
As we head off to another rolezinho, we come to a checkpoint at the bottom of the hill. The lighter-skinned members of our group are allowed to pass, but one young man, who is black, is stopped and searched by the military police. I ask the officers why they chose to search him. He's not discriminating, he tells me. He's just doing his job. Protests are expected to escalate in the lead-up to the World Cup, and the government is responding in kind. It's considering stronger anti-terrorism laws that could jail protesters for up to 30 years for inciting violence. For Latino USA, I'm Milena Spitzer, in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.